720 WGN. It is 419. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a Foodie Friday. We like to talk about food, dining out, Chicago Restaurant Week, and people have been buzzing for a while about the pizza inside the Cook County Jail. Bruno Abate. Do I have your last name right, Bruno?
Yes, Bruno Abate.
Bruno Abate is the chef, president, and founder of Recipe for Change. Tell everybody what that's about.
Well, Recipe for Change, I started about 13 years ago teaching people. I started in a juvenile prison in St. Charles. And then after 1 year and a half, I moved to Cook County Jail, where the sheriff stand up to give me the opportunity to create two wonderful kitchens in Cook County Jail. So we have two kitchens, one where we teach women and one we teach men. So we also have a studio where we teach music, and we have a studio where we teach art. Believe it or not, we found a lot of wonderful talent in jail, yes.
Absolutely. So Bruno, the accent, originally from Italy?
Yes, I'm Italian. I'm sorry, I've been here 25 years, but the accent doesn't go away.
Well, you know why? Because it's very sexy and people like it.
thank you.
So Bruno, Kevin Powell, our sports anchor on the afternoon show, has had your pizza. Kevin, were you inside the Cook County Jail?
Yeah, I don't know if Bruno will remember me. Bruno used to come to the station here, and he invited us some of us out there. And you know, there's a whole garden there that they showed us, and then they brought us down to the pizzeria and showed us what they're doing, and they let us try the pizza, and it was delicious.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the program is not about the pizza. Is about giving back the dignity to people that nobody have the right to touch the dignity, right? And also the self-esteem, and giving them the most important thing is giving them the opportunity to stay 8 hours out of the cell. You know,
right.
As you guys know, the biggest problem we have in prison, in jail in general, is the people getting depressed and mental illness is very aggressive. So this program helps them to kind of stay away from those issues. And also to restore what's broken inside of these people and to realize that there is a better life, you know, and not only stay on the street and do wrong things. So, we teach so far about 4,000 people. And the people that we know, they got back is very, very little. So, it's a great program. I wish every prison and jail had a program like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Again,
Bruno, it also gives these people an opportunity to gain a skill that they will have once they do get out of Cook County Jail, and that's very important.
Yeah, it's very important. You know, everybody's thinking all about the job, but, you know, we have so many cases. We have people coming and they are repeating, coming in jail. So it definitely give you skills, but the most important thing, as I say, is to understand that there is a better way to make a living. You know, there is no smart people there. That's what when I talk to them, I say, you're not smart while you're here. You go out, you make $20,000, $30,000 to sell drugs, but then you pay for 5, 6, 7 years in jail. So if you make the mathematics, you're losing money, business-wise.
So, Bruno, you go up to the inmates that you're cooking with and you go, you're not smart. You're not smart.
Yes. They know. I'm very powerful when I talk to them. So, and always in a lower way, with respect, And I make them understand the way, you make $30,000 now, and now for 6-7 years you stay in prison. Look how much money you lose it.
Yeah. Yep.
If you go to work, you make $30,000 a year for 6 years, it's $180,000. And plus, you don't damage your family. You don't damage yourself. You don't damage your kids. And you don't damage the society in the end. So, and they understand, you know, they understand that the good way to living is to find the right balance in life. We cannot have, we cannot only have, you know, like a private plane or Gucci or Louis Vuitton all the time. We have to find the peace in ourselves and say, hey, I have a $3,000 a month to leave. What can I do? You know, but it's the freedom.
Right,
the freedom
right.
to stay with your kids. The freedom to enjoy your family. To don't hurt your kids. Well, you know, if you have a kid and you spend a life in prison, eventually your kids, they will do the same you do.
Yeah, and people know that. Bruno is the chef, president, and founder of Recipe for Change. He's in Cook County Jail teaching inmates and feeding inmates, and it's all about the pizza, and they say it's the best pizza in the city. So, Bruno, what is the key to making a great pizza?
Well, you know, the key to make a great pizza is a very simple. One is the quality of the ingredients you use, and we use, honestly, all Italian ingredients. So the flour, 00, the good tomato, the good olive oil, and the good mozzarella. So that's the key to make a good pizza.
And so a good Italian mozzarella, like imported mozzarella?
Well, it will be very expensive for us. You know, we kind of have to, but we use like a good mozzarella like you can find in any pizzeria in Chicago. So
right.
What is your best pizza? Where do you eat your best pizza? What kind of, what is the place you like pizza?
There is, Mr. Graziano is 96. He's been making pizzas for, I don't know, 60, 70 years at Capri in Rockford. They had a fire, but they're going back into business. That is my best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's great. So we use practically the same mozzarella they use.
Okay. So before I let you go, people can help because this is a nonprofit organization, and you can go to recipeforchangeproject.org. Because, Bruno, it's not just about food. You're making a change, not only in people's lives, but when you do that, you're making a change in our community.
Well, we do a lot, you know, and the program is very costly. We also have instructors. So the instructor, everybody comes out from my program. They have a certification for management, certification, health certification. So, you know, they are ready to go to work if they want to be in the restaurant business. And, you know, in a couple months, we're launching a pizza truck. So they're going to see a pizza truck around Chicago from Recipe for Change. It's the reason why I created the pizza truck, and that's the most expensive pizza truck in America, the biggest. It's a $200,000 we spend. Wow. And that was the money donated to create. And this is to give an opportunity to people that come out and they want a job a lot of way, or also to people that are home and monitor control. They can have a job now, you know, and be in our program, even outside for 3-4 months, where they make salary, they make money, and they have an opportunity to find a different job and have a little and leave some money to live. So
that's awesome. I applaud you for what you're doing. I encourage people to help you out. It's recipeforchangeproject.org, and I can't wait to see the pizza truck because I'll be in line.
Yes, and we, you know, I wish you can come and see the program. Why talking about it's a different thing to be there,
right,
and be with the 48 guys. They are so serious. They're so respectful. Everybody have a shirt, a jacket. Everybody's very attentive and clean. And also they learn how to work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So if
That's
they
beautiful.
Go to another place to work, they know what the teamwork will be. The respect, you know, to other people they work.
That's
so it's
key.
A very amazing program. So we have and the music, when you see the music studio, those guys, they write music, they compose music, and the heart is amazing. The painting things, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking at it online right now. Yeah. And Bruno, I hate to cut this short, but we've got to get to news. I'm going to talk to Kevin more about it since he's experienced it. And, you know, I'll continue to investigate it online. I just wanted to say thank you and applaud you for what you're doing.
And I appreciate it very much. And any help is welcome. Thank
you.
Thank you very much for you to having me with you. Thank you.
Gracias. Lovely to talk to you. RecipeForChangeProject.org. Lauren's news is next.
Lisa Dent, WGN.